Okay. Deputy Kenny Hora, I guess I'll ask you the same question with what happened with the jail administrator. How would you handle that situation, and do you think new departmental procedures are necessary as a result of that controversy? And if you like, you could also go into how things are handled in the sheriff's office, and do you think it's a fair procedure the way things are dealt out when people get written up for various situations?
All right, that's a kind of a two-folded question here.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing, to deal with the jail administrator, obviously I'm in a position I'm not going to comment on a personnel issue and on that side itself. However, some facts about that is that although Captain or former Captain Naylor obviously has his religious beliefs, he is entitled to his First Amendment, and I do agree with that. However, as a public figure, we do have to censor what we say. We can think what we want to think, but what we spew out of our mouth has to be a different tone. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, we're affecting other people. And as leaders of this community, we can't be negative. We can't be spewing, essentially our religious beliefs upon others. But he is certainly entitled to his own. What I do find fascinating about this whole situation was that those videos were published back about, if I recall, according to YouTube, it was about 5, 6, or 7 years ago. There was a series of them on there. Our administration actually has been aware of those videos for quite some time. And I say that because the gentleman that was just promoted as Captain Reese just named was now Captain Matt McCleary. If you go onto YouTube, he's actually a subscriber to those channels. So that leads me to believe that they've been aware of this a lot longer than what is just recently. So it kind of goes back to that, public perception that, a lot of people are kind of relating as the issue that we have on the internal side is the good old boy system. The other thing is to kind of look at here is, to further the good old boy system and its entirety, is look at our campaigns right now. Our finances are public record, what is coming in, who's contributing. If they're contributing $25.01, we have to report that with a name and an address. Captain McCleary actually has contributed to Quinn Reese's campaign. So it just kind of goes to show the public more about the good old boy system and why we have some issues internally here. I served in Cedar Rapids for a short period of time of 3 years while I was going to school. Actually, a little bit longer because I did EMS up there as well. But I worked for the Cedar Rapids Police Department up there for their dispatch center. And what I think is fascinating is that we're an agency of 23 people. And we have 3 captains and a detective that oversee the internal affairs investigations. When I worked in Cedar Rapids, there was 1 lieutenant that overseen over 200 employees regarding internal affairs issues. So I think it's kind of, a good statement to evaluate is how many heads really need to be in the game to investigate internal policies and internal issues, unless they're essentially trying to look for something that may not be there or is there. As far as the progressive discipline system that Captain Reese mentioned, that I can't say that's progressive. That it's up to the sole discretion of the sheriff as far as what he wants to do with employees and how he wants to handle that. Obviously, the internal affairs have their recommendations, but ultimately it does boil down to the sheriff. And as Board of Supervisor Nathan Mather had mentioned in a recent board meeting is that the sheriff is not subject to any oversight other than the voters. So that's kind of where we're at right now is come June 2nd, it is up to the voters to decide who our future sheriff is and actually provide oversight to our office, which I believe is needed at this point.
All right, Kenny, another quick question for you. You came in to record a commercial, and we had a conversation, and because I didn't know, I was asking you the question. I'm a Democrat, and on the ballot that I received in the mail, it was, of course, Mike's name. And I ask you the question, if I didn't want to vote a straight line and I wanted to vote for a Republican, how would I do that? And you said you were going to investigate that for me. What did you find out?
Well, what I learned is after we're done here today, I'd be more than happy to give you a ride down to the auditor's office as long as you got your ballot. So with that, you actually have to take your ballot back down to the auditor's office or return it to them saying no vote, and then you'll have to request the party-specific ballot in order to be able to vote in the sheriff's election. So you would need to change over your ballot to the Republican side. If you write in on the Democratic side, a Republican candidate, that vote will not count. And it is the same for if you have a Republican ballot and you go to write in a Democrat, it will not count. It is party-specific. So if you're wanting to be a part of this election and make a difference, it's important that you go down and make sure that you choose the party that you want.
And do it the right way, because I think that's very confusing.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people just think, I can write, if I don't like who's on there, I can just write in another name. And so we found out it doesn't work like that. All right, Mike, the same question to you. Do you think new department procedures are necessary as a result of some of the controversy that's been going on at the sheriff's office? And how do you think disciplinary issues should be handled? Do you think the way that they're currently handled with the current system is right, or would you change that if you were sheriff?
Excuse me. Well, we'll start talking about the videos first. The videos were well known by the administration many years ago. Multiple people had conversations with persons on the administrations about those videos, and nothing was done. As sheriff, there has to, you being in the position that Dean Naylor was in, he cannot make those statements public like he did. Again, he's got a right to his First Amendment rights. I joined the military and I signed up to defend those rights of all citizens. But something needed to be done years ago when they first knew about these. And unfortunately, they decided not to. It was money over basically politics. Now, what was the second part of the question?
Do you think the way current disciplinary procedures are handed out by the sheriff's department are okay? Do you think the current way that discipline is reviewed handed out is working okay, or how would you change that if you were sheriff?
No, there needs to be a lot of changes when it comes to disciplinary, not only with the deputies but with the jail as well. As a union steward, I sit in a lot of the internal investigations. I also actually used to do some of the internal investigations when it came to the Muscatine County Sheriff's Office. The disciplinary practices that are being done now are completely unfair. And when you said earlier about the good old boy system, that's exactly what they are. Rules apply to certain individuals. They do not apply to others that are on the team, as I would say. People at the jail, for instance, I'll give you a couple examples, can get written up for not checking a cleaning closet, for writing their signature on a wrong line of a paper. They should not get written up for that. That's train them, but shouldn't get written up for that. I'll give you an example, first-hand example, of how the disciplinary works at the sheriff's office. Is I was serving a civil paper, and this is me. I was serving a civil paper at the drug town, 6th and Mulberry. Got done serving the civil paper. I'm sitting in front of the vestibule where you walk in my squad car, talking to an individual on the phone to go to another civil paper to make sure she's there to provide keys to get into the apartment building. A call comes out from dispatch of an active fight in progress inside Drug Town. I'm sitting there. So I get on the radio. I let the lady go on the landlord on the phone. I let her go. I get on the radio and advise dispatch that I am on scene, put me on the card. I go in, I separate the fight. A police officer from the Muscatine Police Department shows up, arrests one of the individuals, goes to put her in the patrol car. She can't get in there because it was an SUV. Put her in my squad car, take her down to the jail, and I'm done with the call. I got investigated for self-dispatching. I was there on scene. Was I expected to just leave, drive away when I'm there? No. That's the kind of practice that's going on and has been going on for years with this department. That needs to change.
Well, that's that's very interesting. Why do you think that happened? Why do you think so? I mean, that's logic.
That is logic. I mean, that's just one example. There's so many different examples.
That just doesn't make any sense to me. But
I would honestly encourage every citizen to try to get a hold of any employee at the jail, at the sheriff's office, and the deputy level. Talk to them about the disciplinary practices. Have a conversation with them. How life has been the last several years with under this administration. And unfortunately, Captain Quinn is part of this administration. He's said this numerous times on this radio broadcast.
Well, gentlemen, we're going to take a break here, and then I'd like to continue on, if you don't mind. It's 5 till 11. Can you stay a little bit longer? Okay. I do have a couple of more questions, so we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with more of the 2020 Sheriff's Candidate Forum. Please stand by.
Farm Bureau is a nationwide organization that has local roots. The Muscatine County Farm Bureau is proud of its service to area communities. Every day, Farm Bureau members are working to make our community stronger. They lobby for lower taxes and better schools. They award scholarships to graduating high school seniors and work to improve rural health care by encouraging physicians to practice here at home. Farm Bureau members are your neighbors and friends. The Muscatine County Farm Bureau is a proud sponsor of the 2020 Muscatine County Sheriff's Forum. Listen live on KWPC AM 860 Friday, May 15th at 10 a.m. Remember to vote in the June 2nd primary for Muscatine County Sheriff.
Hi, this is Zach Boots, owner of ZWB General Construction. I'm a local business and always on the job site.
Interior remodeling, kitchen and bathroom backsplashes, bathroom tub and shower surrounds, sheetrock and trim, carpentry work, basement partial or full remodels for man caves or family rooms.
Remember me, Zach Boots and ZWB Construction.
Booking interior remodeling now.
Call now for free estimates. 563-260-2786. That's 563-260-2786, and you can be the next job well done.